Majid Izzati, professor of global environmental health at Imperial College, said the gap can be attributed largely to social rather than biological factors. It's actually the existence of the gap that is unusual, rather than the narrowing. It's a recent phenomenon which began in the 20th century. In addition to the heavy male death toll caused by World War I and World War II, men started to smoke in large numbers before women did, and women's consumption never outpaced men's. Male cigarette consumption peaked in the 1940s when tobacco industry figures revealed that more than two-thirds of men smoked. Female consumption peaked later in the 1960s. As well as changing attitudes to cigarettes and alcohol, the loss of heavy industry jobs, statistically more dangerous in both the short and long term, also disproportionately affected men.